Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the last hour we had one of these individuals on who's taken the microchip and written a book about it. No, it's so cool. And he really talked himself into a conundrum, and I think obviously common sense took the field. We're going to have open phones in this third hour on any issue you want to discuss, but I warn you, I'm going to move the callers quickly. We've already taken a lot of calls today. I'm proud of that fact that I'm not procrastinating, and we're going to take a lot more in this hour. Any news issue, any news item, any question, any comment, anything you want to talk about, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. I would like to get callers' take on what's happening with the Associated Press, I guess because it didn't scare people enough, just coming out again and reporting that Bin Laden had said, "I want a truce, and you'll never catch me alive," quote, when that newest fake tape was released a month ago. They just recycled the same news story like it was new to keep the fear up. And we know they've issued a lot of fake terror alerts in the past, and it's very, very upsetting. That and a bunch of other news is coming up. Right now, let's go to Eddie in England, who's been holding patiently. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alec. I just wondered if you'd aware of evidence being presented at The Hague and the prosecution of Slobodan Milosevic by Miss Anne Prentice. She's a journalist. She was there in 1994, and she, in the evidence, said that she was in Izabezovic's foyer when Bin Laden was escorted in to see him. Another journalist was from Der Spiegel, but the name of him I can't find out. And the reaction of the judge towards this was, quite exceptional. He stopped the questioning, said it was irrelevant, and it had to be struck out.
Now, where did you read this?
I picked it up off the internet. I sent you an email.
I understand off the internet. Was it in a newspaper?
No, this was off of the internet, written by, I can't remember.
Well, I can't really comment on it if I don't know that it's from
the source. It was written by Andy Wilcoxon. He's worked on many newspapers, The Guardian,
sure.
I think. And
sure. Well, then, what email address did you send that to?
I sent it directly to you off of Prison Planet.
Okay.
I sent it to you yesterday, but I didn't know where it got through because my email has gone down today. But there's something else.
I still
else
don't know what email address that is. You said you sent me an email through Prison Planet.
Yeah, it says contact Alec.
Oh, so you sent it to Paul Watson, yeah.
Oh, I sent it to Paul Watson.
I also see those, but yes. But that's a good email to send stuff to. Now, he's saying that Bin Laden met with Slobodan Milosevic?
No. She says that she was waiting to have an interview with Izabezovic. It's very difficult to pronounce his name.
And to show my ignorance, I'm not placing that name at this time.
Well, I think he took over after Slobodan Milosevic.
That would make sense, sure. Now the name rings a bell. Look, we know Bin Laden's CIA. It's admitted a congressional report by Republicans in 99. We know that he was there in Albania helping launch the attacks.
Yeah.
As a good CIA boy, he's always been against Slobo, and that's publicly admitted. And then when Slobo fought back, he was an evil terrorist.
There's something else, Alex, if I may.
Go ahead and fire it up.
I've just heard now that David Irvin, the historian that's been in jail in Austria for denying...
Yes, what happened to him?
They've given him 3 years in jail, would you believe?
Outrageous. I'll check it out. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third and final hour today. And I can't just glaze over this. I can't not spend time on it. I'm working on a new documentary. And instead of getting into 9/11, we look at the literally hundreds and hundreds, but we only look at some of those, examples of the U.S. government, that is the criminal corporate elements that control it, carrying out terror attacks to blame it on their political enemies. Now, I knew that Operation Gladio was carried out by the U.S., British, Spanish, German, and of course Italian governments. It was actually in over 20 countries, I've now learned. But I didn't know that, I knew it was in declassified documents, and I knew that it was at the Library of Congress, the National Security Archive. But I didn't know that it's all over the CIA's website. I mean, they brag about Gladio. They brag about the NATO option. And then I found a whole section bragging about Mossadegh, how our government carried out terror attacks and blamed it on Mossadegh to bring out a pro-Western, anti-communist, pro-national government. With a man who, again, was Time Magazine Man of the Year. He really did care about the people. He abolished the old peerage system where the peacock throne issued all the little lordships over the different fiefdoms. He did so many things, and he just wanted to keep a little bit of the Iranians' oil for the Iranian people. And BP said, no, British Petroleum, you're going to give it all to us. And to not just hear Kermit Roosevelt on the radio a few years ago, bragging about how he carried out terror attacks as Middle East section chief, along with Norman Schwarzkopf's father, by the way. But to then go to type it into Google and to be on the CIA's website where they're bragging about it. I understand, and I know I talked about this in the first hour for a few minutes, but I'd like to hear callers maybe mention this today or give me your take on it. Understand, we're all debating 9/11, which was clearly, patently an inside job. But I even learned that our own government admits that hundreds of terror attacks, because Gladio, I kept saying, was over 130. That's what I'd seen in documents. That was just operations in Europe. Gladio was all over Latin America. It's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Army field manuals, all of it. For hours last night, I did 5 hours of research just to make sure my voiceover, 5 minutes of voiceover, 5 hours of research, just to make sure, just to have footnotes, just to triple check every fact I was going to claim and every document I was going to put in this new film. And there were so many other examples of it. I mean, there are still people that will debate the Gulf of Tonkin that got us into Vietnam is being staged. That is admittedly a government op, and that's now declassified. So for anybody that has a doubt, and then some people, you know, I've had a bunch of big CIA guys on the last few months, and they'll go, well, it's true, we staged Gulf of Tonkin and we staged the Mossadegh thing, but we don't do that anymore. That was in the old swashbuckling days. Oh, no, you don't do the blow up a school bus anymore. You just fly hijack remote-controlled planes into buildings, and you have big theatrical events, and you're saying the next event's going to make that look like child's play. So we're on the edge of World War III, folks. They want it to go bad. They want it to enlarge. They want a police state here in America. America is more of a target of the neocons and their banker controllers than is Iran. They're just the diversion. And we're on the edge here. So for everybody listening, this is not my opinion. Go to the CIA, type in Mossadegh CIA into their search engine, and read it at the Central Intelligence Agency. They're bragging about carrying out terror. And so if they've done it over and over and over and over again, why aren't they the first suspects when there's new terror attacks? And then we look at the new terror attacks, and we catch them red-handed doing it. Now, I'm going to move really quick here because I got a bunch of other news I want to hit, and I want to take all your calls. So I'm going to give each caller about a minute and a half here. Alex in North Carolina, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. What do you think about RFID tags that are now supposedly in all of the automotive tires? I don't hear that mentioned too much on the show. And it seems
Michelin started 3 years ago, and now I heard it was in 4 major brands. I didn't know it was in all of them.
Do you think that may be something they'll use in the future in addition to these tags?
They said they are. The Michelin RFID is much bigger than it should be, and they claim it gives them the entire history of the RFID, but these things are all designed open-ended where the scan readers already gone up nationwide as part of a, quote, Defense Department control grid, MIT Magazine, that it can then read, scan off the record of that tire and find out who you are by the purchase record that is part of the insurance policy that the tire retailer themselves enters into a database.
Wow, nice. I guess it's going to be pretty hard to drive without tires in the future.
Well, that's where it's all going, Bubba. And industry together is in a full court press with the Defense Department. Just USA Today, Walmart and Defense Department team up to enforce RFID, 2003, USA Today, in one of my films. And why are they trying to force universal adoption? They have told us why. It will make every beer, every can of beer, every Campbell soup can, every Gillette razor, every tire, every shirt will have your name and ID number scanned onto it at the time of purchase, quote, for refunding. That's the public excuse, but they admit it then will create, through a search engine type diagram, the record of who bought that product, who owned that product, and when you're in reader range, where you're going and what you're doing. So it literally, the connectivity and control of the Internet will be expanded to the real world.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. I really do appreciate it. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I just wanted to ask you secondarily about the community very invasive questionnaire in between the censuses and whether you can get away with not responding to that. But more importantly, the issue of Iran. I was reading on WSWS.org about how the people in this country, according to a Gallup poll, 86% favor taking no action or using economic efforts towards Iran, despite all the propaganda that we're being swallowed up with. And if you consider this former CIA officer, Philip Giraldi, who said that the Pentagon plans to attack Iran were drawn up, quote, to be employed in response to another 9/11 type terrorist attack on the United States. He said this in the American Conservative magazine, and he said, as in the case of Iraq, the response is not at all conditional on Iran actually being involved in the act of terrorism.
No, they know the general public will be angered and threatened, and they'll just, it's just like a matador with a red cape. It's the matador who actually carries out the terror attack, i.e. Western intelligence agencies, but then they simply hang out the red cape in front of us, the bull.
Yeah, it's like some kind of a parallel universe, unless it's on Fox or CNN. You know, it's not real. This has got to be shouted from the rooftops that the CIA has...
Sir, it's now been confirmed. Bush does not deny the White House memo that makes Downing Street look tame, where they wanted to paint up American planes like UN aircraft, crash them, get them shot down, maybe even have drones, is what we're now learning, and claim Saddam shot them down, or have a defector come out and claim he found WMDs. There's the smoking gun. Nothing happens to them. There's now an admitted high-level Republican memo, now 4 months old, where they say we need another terror attack. But forget that document. We have the September 20th 2000 PNAC document written by Dick Cheney, Rebuilding America's Defenses, where he says, and I quote, Saddam is not a threat, but he is a convenient pretext to secure the region's resources and as a new base of military operations to project into Iran and Syria.
Yeah, they need another Pearl Harbor attack, and they made it happen, and here we
go.
Look,
it's just like Hitler going into Austria, just like Hitler going into Czechoslovakia, just like Hitler going into Poland. It's just, oh, we got to go into this country now because they attacked us. We got to go into that country now because they attacked us. Oh, we got to go into this country because they attacked us.
I think we got to really wake people up how catastrophic this will be. The Oxford Research Group said that there will be 10,000 people die just on the bombing on the nuclear energy sites there. And then you've got
they're going to attack their entire infrastructure, anything that ever could be used in basic support, power stations, you name it. They're now admitting 200-plus targets. They're telling Georgia, and folks, I'm not talking about, Georgia peaches. I'm talking about Georgia and the former Soviet Union. They've got a deal with them to now use that as a base to attack Iran.
Yes, and you know, Ray McGovern, the top CIA officer who has...
The CIA's own assessment, the new assessment says 10 years, if they were left alone and given the 10,000-plus centrifuges they need, 10 years to build one A-bomb.
And he's trying to ring alarms that this is really planned unless people stand up and oppose it, this is really going to cause a disaster. And he says that, he, as you mentioned, that they... This government could perpetrate another terrorist attack to justify it. I mean, it's almost...
Yeah, that's the guy who's been a Republican all his life, who was chief advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., gave him their daily briefings. Thanks for the call. As for your question about the census, they admit it's to be a yearly census now. Under the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, you don't have to answer any of their questions, only how many people live there. And a federal judge in 2000 said it was illegal for them to demand that you fill out more than one question. So there's your answer. Who's up next here? Let's go to John. John, where are you calling us from? John,
hello?
I believe you're calling. Where are you calling from, John?
Oh, actually, it's Jim.
Okay, I was told
John. Wisconsin. Yeah, it's too bad your guest, Amal was his name. It's too bad he's gone. I wanted to ask him if he could tell us specifically what frequency his chip and other chips are actually transmitting at, because I know the human brain and body will respond in certain ways to specific frequencies. So.
Well, I mean, that's in the future. They've got chips that'll do that. But, I mean, just to start, these are just ID chips.
Yeah. Well, that's something for people to look into. Regarding what you were saying about all the staged terror attacks and new film, sounds pretty good. I'll probably be picking that up.
Well, it's not going to be ready for months. But
well,
I'm just here doing even more research. And it's just, I mean, even the CIA's own website says they stage terror. I mean...
Well, I think one of the main reasons, people aren't waking up to this is because of the television. And
Tell you what, stay there, Jim. I'll let you finish up, and we'll go to David and Juan and others.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markaitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Of war profiteers who are engaging in every criminal action imaginable. War profiteering. It's all illegal. And then on top of that, they're telling us torture's good, the president's above the law, they're building camps for our safety, lots of military urban warfare training in our cities. You go videotape the troops. I've done it. They'll admit it's for taking over America. The news will tell you it's for Iraq or Syria. And it's just an ongoing classical takeover. They're handing over our ports. They're handing over our roads to foreign companies. The U.S. government won't even let, in most cases, American companies get these anymore. Most of the lobbyists are foreign. I mean, it's just a sellout. And I'm sorry if it sounds like we're just griping here, but stuff's serious, folks. I mean, if your house is on fire, don't expect me to come over and invite you to, you know, hey, come out and play poker. Everything's great. I'm going to go, hey, your house is on fire. Wake up. Do something about it. And you're like, yeah, but Jessica Simpson broke up with her husband. Hey, I know that's really important, but the country's turning into Nazi Germany. Jim in Wisconsin, finish up what you were saying.
Well, yeah, I was just saying, you know, television is playing a direct role in what you're talking about. And the same people that are the war profiteers are the media profiteers. And so it's just connected that way. And people really should be just watching, you know, DVDs like Order of Death, Loose Change, instead of The West Wing and all this crap. So that's basically all I had to say.
Well, I appreciate your call. Listen. 5 years ago, you couldn't find organic food at 90-plus percent of the grocery stores in the country. Even in, quote, progressive Austin, there was one or two little stores where you could get it. Now, the mega stores are all organic. They're making money hand over fist. It's growing the market. More people are learning about organics because it's now available. It's an ever-expanding paradigm. It's the same thing with the truth movement and the alternative media. We have exploded, and we're fractured. That's a good thing. There's lots and lots of different people and lots of different views and lots of different debates. There's a wide range, and together, the alternative media is now as big. This is official numbers. Though there's millions of us and just a few dozen of the big globalist media corporations, we are now as big as they are. And they know that in the near future, they're going to be losing their monopoly. So they're moving ahead to try to tax and regulate and control the Internet, to try to bring these controls into place. But they're failing because people are learning there's an alternative, and stopping a mass of people from migrating to something new is very, very hard to do unless you carry out catastrophic events to get them back in line and bring in draconian controls in the name of safety. i.e. atomic attacks, staged bio attacks, all the things the government says isn't a question of if, but when. This is how they hope to maintain their monopoly of control. So if you will buy our videos and books and materials, if you will support the alternative media, it will then grow. More people who were mainstream media reporters will be able to make a living telling the truth instead of making a living telling lies. Then there'll be more truth out there and more options out there. More people will then become exposed to it, hence more support of the truth movement. And it's a symbiotic, self-feeding system that expands. And the globalists know that. They know. In fact, Rumsfeld's given two speeches in the last month. Harvard has put out reports. The Rand Corporation has. Others have, saying that the establishment propaganda is no longer working, no matter how sophisticated, on a larger and larger majority of people. They're losing the propaganda war. And you know why? Because you're a bunch of liars, and we're telling the truth. And so they're flooding things with provocateurs, disinfo people, running COINTELPRO operations, trying to get patriots to all fight with each other. But people become immune to that. People are waking up. You'll see these provocateurs show up on the scene for a year. They'll try to act like they're legitimate. Then after a year, it's a formula, they then start attacking everyone in the truth movement. And we now just saw that again with somebody else this weekend, another carpetbagger. And so it's across the board. There is so much of this going on, but it's because they're losing. They're losing control. They're panicking. Listen, I'm getting new AM/FM affiliates every week because this message is becoming more and more mainstream. If I can point somebody to CIA.gov where they're admitting that they carry out terror attacks, it's over for them. The problem is this is all public. They can't even hide it anymore. And I think they miscalculated. About 4 or 5 years ago, they started just what I call throwing it in our face. Ah, so what? Just hiding it in plain view. And we ferreted it out. You ferreted it out. We've exposed it. And it's over. I mean, we got rough times ahead. You know, the fight's just begun. But I can see over the horizon here. And I'm telling you, folks, they're in deep, deep trouble. They're in for a rough ride. So are we. But they know they've lost momentum. They've lost the initiative.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me cover a few news items, and then we're going to go right back to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But if you've got friends or family who doubt that the U.S. government carries out terror attacks, I was even amazed that I was on the CIA's own website last night, and they were admitting to Gladio, they were admitting to Mossadegh, they were admitting about how they went and carried out terror attacks and how cute it is. And then they do it again, and we're supposed to just go, oh no, it was Arabs. It was Arabs. Now, the analogy is, if you've got somebody on your street who was convicted of robbing, you know, 10 banks 20 years ago, and they get out of jail, and then somebody robs the corner bank, and the witnesses say that they saw somebody who fits the description of your neighbor, and you call the police, and they say, oh, no, we're not going to come interview the convicted bank robber who just got out, and it matches the description. It doesn't matter if he's an admitted bank robber. We're just going to go, arrest somebody else. It's insane. It's totally insane the more I think about it. Now, the end of dollar hegemony, long speech by Ron Paul, but he goes into 100 years ago, it was called dollar diplomacy after World War II, and especially after the fall of the Soviet Union in 89, that policy evolved into dollar hegemony. But after all these many years of great success, our dollar dominance is coming to an end. It has been said, rightly, that he who holds the gold makes the rules. It is earlier times, it was readily accepted that fair and honest trade required an exchange for something of real value. And then he gets into the Federal Reserve and the fiat system and how they've devalued it by design and how it portends the end of empires, the fall of empires, the fall of societies. And that's what's happening today. And it is not good for any of us, but the media predominantly totally ignores what's happening. Meanwhile, some good news. Iran calls for end to cartoon violence out of AP. Iranian foreign minister on Monday called for an end to violent protest over cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which have swept the Muslim world after the images were published in several European newspapers. Quote, "We should try to cool down the situation. We do not support any violence," adding that freedom of expression must be exercised with sensitivity and people's and nation's values and benefits fully respected. Well, I disagree with that. That's not what freedom of speech is. So you need to get that straight. Number two, clearly it's been proven now to be a neocon operation to stir up the Arabs and the Muslims. They fell right into the trap. But nevertheless, the globalists are manipulating things to create fear in the West on the eve of airstrikes on Iran, which could come any day or any month now, or they could not attack them, or they could wait a year. Remember, they were going to attack in the spring of 02, and so they attacked in the spring of 03. Coming up on 3 years in March, next month, 3 years of occupation, thousands and thousands of dead U.S. troops, and Bush says bring it on. U.S. asked Georgia to use bases and airfields for attacks on Iran, paper reports. American officials are probing whether Georgia, situated just northwest of Iran, will allow Washington to use its military bases and airfields in the event of a military conflict with Tehran, the Jerusalem Post reported today, citing an unnamed Georgian official. The Americans have been putting out feelers, the source said. A high-ranking Georgian government foreign affairs official said in advance of a possible military strike to prevent Iran from achieving nuclear weapons capability. American reports in recent months speculating about the possibility of a campaign against Iran because of the failure of diplomatic efforts to thwart a potential nuclear weapons program. A potential nuclear weapons program. Georgian government officials said that their capital fears harsh Iranian military retaliation against the Georgian Republic, because they're just north of it, if U.S. forces were to use its territory as a base for strikes against Iran, but nonetheless may feel obligated to give in to such a request given the country's heavy reliance on U.S. aid and support. The U.S. maintains its own military bases in Georgia and tortures American citizens there at death camps, by the way, I would add. And remember, Congress has been testimony. There's 50-plus programs you don't even know about where they're doing all this. Here's a little blurb out of the Sydney Morning Herald I thought I'd mention. Detention camp jitters, recent pronouncements from the Bush administration and national security initiatives put in place during the Reagan era, and I have the Senate video of them talking about the camps, could see internment camps and martial law in the United States. See, now it's just mainstream news, just calmly being reported. Let me get now back to your call. But before I do that, here's a little blurb from Today TV. Out in San Francisco, another alternative media group, and I'm glad they picked up our blurb about the Channing shooting and our reenactment of that. That has just been a huge splash on the web. People really are getting it and spreading the word. So I want to thank those that helped us initially get it out, keep promoting it. Let's go ahead and roll that clip, and then we'll take some calls.
Story today from Infowars.com, who have put together a ballistic test challenging the official story of the Dick Cheney hunting accident that happened last weekend, indicating that some sort of cover-up is in progress. Now, Cheney claimed that he shot Whittington at 90 feet. Ballistic tests from the speed of shotgun pellets and their penetration depth and the spread, those are 100% conclusive tests you can make. Harry Whittington was shot at close range, probably between 15 and 18 feet, and not the 90 feet claimed by Dick Cheney and the Secret Service. The mainstream media is ignoring this literal smoking gun evidence. Anyone can conduct their own tests, and the ballistics of shotguns and birdshot are well known to tens of millions of Americans who hunt fowl. You can visit Infowars.com to see a video clip and much more information on their scientific tests with an engineer and a police officer on site.
All right, so we did a pretty good job with that, and I want to thank my crew for a job well done. And now more and more is coming out. Mary Madeline's own statement, she's the PR specialist for Cheney, Rove's lieutenant. Of course, her husband is a lieutenant for Clinton. Again, it's all totally staged. Clinton's now a member of the family, of course. Always been a made man, a member of the crime family. And she comes out and goes, oh, well, at first we were going to issue a statement not even saying who got shot or that Cheney done the shooting. But then later we didn't do that. Something so bad happened that they didn't put out their story for 22 hours and wouldn't talk to the police. I kept saying 13 plus. The mainstream media is now saying 15 hours, but I did the math. It was like 13 and a half hours. I mean, something got covered up. We know they're lying, and some people say, well, it's an accident. Who cares? Hey, it is an accident. Accidents do happen. Why did Cheney lie? Because it's second nature. Why did they try to cover this up? Why did they block the police? That's the story. Not that Cheney's an idiot and swung 180 degrees around to shoot Whittington in the face and chest. And now they're admitting, and we have mainstream reports on this, we just updated, that the doctors are saying he had 200 plus. It just says over 200 pellets in him. And they admit that that particular shotgun round had 265 pellets in it. That means only 65 pellets missed. Folks, we shot almost the exact same load from the exact same type of shotgun, same length barrel. We shot a 7.5. It is the exact, but depending on the different company, it's slightly different because we can't find out the exact company name of what shells they were using, just 2 3/4 inch, 7.5 heavy dove quail loads. But now we could go back and do the test again. It's even worse. At 90 feet, 30 yards, people get confused with that. I've been getting emails. You say 90 feet, then you say 30 yards. Which is it? 90 feet is 30 yards. We're just doing the conversion, folks, for those that don't know and are as dumb as I am. Most of you are smarter than I am, so you don't need to have that clarified. But I've been getting questions about it. There's been websites questioning. First he says 90 feet, then he says 30 yards. Which is it, Jones? Well, it's the same thing. It's like, forget it. I'm not even going to try to explain it. These neocons will find any reason to not listen and just ignore what we're saying. But clearly, folks, I mean, at 90 feet, having 200-plus BBs of 265 hit, we were shooting at 30 feet away, and a lot of the BBs were shooting around man-sized targets. Can you imagine? At 90 feet, most of it was missing, so there's no doubting it. Absolutely no doubting it. And at that, I'm done talking about Cheney. The Iran war is much bigger and much more serious, and all this other stuff's happening. It's just, when you catch them in the middle of a scam, you got to talk about it. All right, let's go ahead and go to, who's up next here, David Nornigan? David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you're great. Thank you for having me on the air.
No, you're great.
Oh, Alex, you're awesome. But the CIA, they're taking over the country. They're doing really bad stuff. People are buying genetically altered food. They're ignorantly just going to McDonald's, Walmart, Costco. They're doing so bad, and they're just doing it ignorantly. And that's what these globalists are living.
Well, I'm going to make this point. We are creatures of habit, and if they can get us in the habit of accepting scanner toll roads, it's over. If they can get us in the habit of eating GMO, it's over. If they can get us in the habit of drinking tap water, it's over. People need to know that tap water is worse than cigarettes, major studies show, in most cities. They need to know that GMO food isn't just not nutritious. These genetically modified transgenic organisms, cross species, I've had Nobel Prize winners on, is deadly toxic. It's a new creation. It's poisonous. It kills most of the baby rats and guinea pigs and rabbits.
Exactly. They're poisoning our food and
there's
our water.
Listen, there's no debating. And that's what's so insane about this, is that there's no debating that the elite is destroying their own planet, meanwhile controlling the environmental movement to take away private property rights and then let the multinationals keep poisoning. And the idiot environmentalists, most of them don't even know about this. They're just co-opted for the Supreme Court crowd to grab property.
We're not allowed to have a year's worth of food in Oregon, Washington, and California. It's illegal.
That's right. They have a hoarding law. Why? Why does the government have giant bunkers full of goods and food and weapons, but we're bad if we do?
And we can't even run to the National Forest if they take over our cities because it's UN land now.
I know, and people didn't believe me on that. Now it's mainstream news. You know, now it's in the, what's the paper there in Orlando? I mean, is it Orlando Sentinel or Orlando? Doesn't matter.
We've got to stop supporting these corporations. We need to start in reinvesting in American citizens, you know?
Well, sir, at this point, it's about, exactly, it's about survival. And the first thing you got to do is limit TV to maybe 1 hour a week. And the first thing you got to do, folks, is stop playing the violent video games 5 hours a day and start getting to know your neighbors and start loving your family and not doing whatever the government, through its PR, tells us what is trendy, and then everybody out goes out and enslaves themselves because the government says it's cool.
For the cable, the satellite, you got to stop paying for it. They're taking it. They're taking our freedoms by us just sitting down and paying for something. You know,
I agree. We pay for our own slavery, and so many things with the government, they force you to pay for your own slavery, but not with these corporations.
You know, they forced vaccinated me just to go to school when I was a kid, you know.
And there was never a law that you had to do that. Through color of law, they racketeered. They extorted you.
They brainwashed my parents, who forced vaccinated me because they were ignorant. And I resisted, but I still got a needle. So how do we stop the ignorance from taking over our country?
I agree with you. And you know, here's an example. Every year at the start of school, a month before, I say, get ready. You're going to see the exact same newscast, exact same text on every major TV show in your area saying it's the law, you must get vaccinated, when there is no law. It is, again, a mass hoax. The government and the media engage in hoaxes, in spin, or they lie by omission. And what is spin? See, there's different types of lies. Spin is where they take something evil and say it's good. Lying by omission is only telling you part of the story to lie. And then they have hoaxes, which are just total lies. Every time I watch TV, I always get energized by it. I guess I should watch more of it. I watched a newscast last week locally. It was all lies. I could talk for 3 hours but you know what? I went to my computer when I got home and I said, I'm going to go look randomly at other affiliates around the country, and it's going to be the same newscast, some of the same reports. And it was. It's all packaged by the networks. They send it down in little prepackaged news blurbs. They do a little voiceover locally. The local reporter doesn't even know they're involved in propaganda. To them, it's like a coloring book, color between the lines. They don't know that they're being taught how to not be news reporters. Do you understand how maniacal this is? Thanks for the call. It's just and then $1.6 billion for fake newscast in the last 2.5 years, and that's what the Congressional Budget Office and the GAO, Governmental Accounting Office, admit, and they say it's a felony each time they do it, but Bush says, I'm the law, I ain't gonna follow you. I mean, he actually said, I don't have to follow what you say. I mean, imagine, that's illegal. Republicans control the House, by the way. Their own board says it's illegal. No, it's not. I'm the president. And it's illegal to keep the cops out when you shoot somebody. But, he's the vice president. See, they're kings. They're lords. Government servants are supposed to be held to a higher standard, not a lower standard. Let's go ahead and talk to Warren in Texas. Warren, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I've got a comment I'd like to make concerning these ports being taken over by the UAE.
United Arab Emirates. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think that this could be your next conspiracy theory that's actually conspiracy fact. They'll be able to take these ports over, and then when something really strange happens, they can blame it on the fact that it's controlled by foreigners, perhaps.
Well, I don't want to do that. I disagree with you. I mean, that's an interesting point, because they're handing, China and England and the rest of them, the British, by the way, did own this. Most everything's already owned by foreigners to begin with, sir, and what's happening with these ports is the 6 ports they're buying have over, 75% of port trade on the East Coast in the Gulf of New Orleans. And so they're now going to have a oligopoly or a near monopoly on goods coming in.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
but it's called infrastructure. Bubba, did you know you can't buy land in Saudi Arabia? You, as an American, black, white, Hispanic, can't buy land in the UAE. Did you know you, until just a few years ago, couldn't even buy land in Mexico if you weren't a Mexican? Nobody else lets people do this. We're like a butcher shop, a pig that's been butchered. We don't even know that yet. There's more foreign lobbyists than American lobbyists. Look, the king of Spain's taken over almost all the Texas roads, Bubba.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, it's public.
Well, you know, if these ports are owned by foreigners, it seems like our government will have less responsibility over what comes in through these ports.
They're already searching. What is it? One container out of like 100, and then even that, it's a spot check. They're not searching anything. Sir, there's no real terror threat. When the globalists decide to A-bomb your city, don't worry. It didn't come in across the border. But they'll have some goofy, low-grade moron Arab that'll take the blame the next day.
Well, I'd also like to make another point. My dad isn't a big subscriber of your show. He thinks that you're a little tilted along the bias level, but I had a conversation with him about the Cheney issue, because he was a bird hunter, too. And he says, he thinks that's just totally fabricated, made up, because he understands a little bit about the ballistics.
Well, Stan, I want to let you finish up on the other side, and then we'll talk to David and Tim. Everybody, stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
I'm going to admit something. I'm very biased towards liberty and freedom. Our government admits that thousands of times they've tested chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on us, including American school children, Americans on the subway in 1968 in New York that killed a bunch of us. They've killed our own troops and admitted tests, and it's all declassified. You can go to the CIA website, where they brag about how they carry out terror attacks to blame it on their foreign enemies. So I would tell you, Warren, to go to your father and just to type in CIA Mossadegh bombings or terror, and you will get the CIA's website as one of the top links, at least I did last night, and there they are admitting and go, hey, Dad, they say they do this. Are they biased too? So it's like the State Department. We put out reports about China selling political dissidents organs. They put ads in medical magazines. It's in the New York Times how every month hundreds of people fly in from Beijing, Americans, with a Chinese doctor who've gotten their organs from a political dissident. And then the State Department puts out a report saying we're making it up. It's an urban legend. And on the State Department's own website, they have past reports decrying it from 5 years ago. But see, now the policy is to say, no, it isn't happening, because, see, they're for it. Warren, does that make sense?
Somewhat. You played a clip earlier quoting your website, Infowars.com, concerning your ballistics test with the police officer. And
yes.
Where was that quote clip from?
That was from Today TV out in San Francisco.
Okay. So you don't think that this port issue could be a way of manipulating weapons of mass destruction into our country if in fact they don't already
the globalists just have a Merc team go detonate one. They don't need to sneak one in.
Your problem already here and assembled, huh?
I mean, look, they're going to build a spaceport in the United Arab Emirates because they're so rich. The Arabs are going to be having little space flights. Did you see that?
Most of our money is right here from the U.S.
We're not allowed to have the Alaskan oil. It's about a monopoly. Thanks for the call. David in New Hampshire. Go ahead, sir.
Dude, man, you don't want to be ruled over by megalomaniacal, crazy, satanic, evil people? You don't think that's a good idea?
No, I'm biased against it.
Oh, awesome. Me too. Good, good. Yeah, so I just want to say, everybody get out there, start talking to people. Don't be afraid to speak out. You know, it's kind of a good idea to say you're against slavery and murdering people and all sorts of stuff like that. So, yeah, we need to get up all these points, line them up, and ask people directly, see what they think, and get, you know, like what you said, get to know your neighbors, stop playing the Xbox and the PlayStation and watching so much TV, and get out and breathe and realize you're a live human being and you deserve the best life you can have.
Human beings are incredible creatures made in the image of God. If you just start thinking about freedom, if you just start thinking about what you can do, if you just unlock your mind, then you'll start doing things that are part of the solution. Thanks for the call. Tim in New Jersey, last caller, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Tim.
Hey, first of all, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
I just had really a two-pronged question about our impending invasion of Iran. The president, I guess his name is Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
He is, would you consider him to be a very outspoken person?
Yes.
Of the thing, or would
they had a moderate government, but our threats to attack him caused him to get elected, which is part of the Pentagon plan. And they want to get Iran to strike back. Then it goes to a full-bore invasion, and they'll invade to the Basra area.
But you don't think he might be on the payroll inciting and giving the...
We know Ayatollah Khomeini was on the payroll for a while in Paris. You can't put it past him.
Right. And I know you don't want to talk too much more about Cheney, but whenever something like that happens, I always wonder, seeing that it takes so much of the news time away.
It could be a big distraction, but I really in my gut don't think it is. I mean, this is embarrassing for them. They don't want this. We're out of time. Thank you for the call. Sorry, my friend. Be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. All my films, a bunch of other films, weekly TV reports, so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. And get hard copies of the films at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health,
communicable diseases and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.